Shalom aleichem abayisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh. Beizah Hashem Yisborach. We're about to begin the fourth topic of Parshas Chukas, Misas Aharon. By the Aliyah of Chamishi or Shlishi, when Chukas Bolak are connected, Perek Chof Posuk Chof Beis. Vayis Umi Kodesh Vayovo Yuvne Yisrael Kol Hoido Hoirohor. And they traveled from Kodesh, and Bnei Yisrael came to Hor HaHor. Rashi describes it. It looks like a little mountain on top of a big mountain. Says Rashi, Kol Horeido. Rashi is bothered by the similar question he was bothered above in Perek Chof, Posuk Aleph. After saying Bnei Yisrael, why does the Torah repeat Kol Horeido? And for Rashi, the same Torah he gave over there. Kulam Shleimim V'Oimdim Likones La'oretz. At this point, the entire nation is ready to enter Eretz Yisrael. There was nobody among these people that the gzeir of Chet HaMeraglim was upon them. All those meant to die in the desert all died already. They were separated to live and enter Eretz Yisrael. What I don't understand is how could you make this drasha twice? If above, at the beginning of the Perek Chof Posuk Aleph, on Yud Nisan, when they came to Midbar Tzin, the Posuk says, Kol Ho'edo, that all the Mesa Midbar died already, and all these people are going to live to go into Eretz Yisrael. So how could you make the same drosha 4 months later, on Rosh Chodesh Av, that's the date we're going to be talking about now, that now all the Mesa Midbar died? They already finished dying 4 months ago. In Yudea. Hoyo hoho, har al gabi har, a mountain on top of a mountain, ke tapuach koton al gabi tapuach godel, like a little apple on top of a big apple. Vav al pishe ha'onon hoylech lifneim, umashve zahorim, even though the cloud that went in front of them would flatten out all the mountains, so Sham Yisrael shouldn't have to go up or down, shloisha nisharu bohendu, three mountains left that the cloud did not flatten. Number one, Har Sinai la Toiro. Number two, Har Nevoi leKvuras Moshe. And number three, Hoirohor leKvuras Aharon. Posuk Chof Gimel vayoymer Adonai el Moshe vel Aharon behoirohor al gevul eretz Edom leMoir. And Hashem told Moshe and Aharon when they were at Hoirohor, which is on the border of Eretz Edom, as follows. Says Rashi al gevul eretz Edom. Why does the Torah make a point of telling you that a Hor HaHor borders Eretz Edom? And for Rashi Magid, shemipnei shenischabru kan liskarev le'Esav HaRosho, because they got close to Edom, which is a descendant of Esav HaRosho, nifritzu ma'asiyem v'chosu ha'tzadik hazeh, they were punished and therefore Aaron had to die. V'china nevi'oimer li'oi shofot v'ischaber cho'im ha'chazyohu poratz Hashem ma'asecho. Yishofot was a Melech Yehuda, he was a Tzaddik. Achazyo was Melech Yisrael, he was a Rosh. And when Yishofot joined together with Achazyo, they sent boats to Tarshish to get gold over there. So Hashem punished Yishofot. You see, connecting with Rishoim causes bad things. So to over here, they connected with Edom, and therefore Aaron died. What I don't understand is that over here, they weren't connecting to Bnei Esav, to Edom. All they wanted to do was pass through to get to Eretz Yisrael. What choice did they have? They have to get to Eretz Yisrael, and this is the most convenient way to do it. So why are they getting punished? That's called Nischabu. Any idea? Posuk Chof Dalet Yosef Aroin El Amove Ki Lo Yavoy El Oretz אשר נוסעתי לבני ישראל, על אשר מריסם אספי למי מריבו. Aaron will be gathered to his nation, in other words, he will die. He will not come to the land that I have given Bnei Israel. And why is that? Because you have rebelled against me. And the story of מי מריבו, the previous topic. פוסוק חופי, כך אס אהרון, ואסל עזור בנוי, והלו יסום. Take Aaron with comforting words and his Elozer, his son, and bring them up to the mountain of Hor HaHor. says Rashi, kachetz aaron. Whenever it says the word kach about a human being, it doesn't mean you physically take him. Rather, you talk to them. B'divrei nechumim, tell him comforting words. Emor loy, ashrecho, how lucky you are, aaron, my dear brother. Shetire kisrecho nosun levincho. You will see your crown of the Kohen Godoil be given to your son. Mashein ani, zakeh lekach. I was not zoicha to that, that my sons will take over my position. And undress Aharon from the big day Kohen Godoil, and dress Elozor his son in Aharon's presence. And over there Aharon will be gathered to his ancestors, and he will die over there on the mountain. Says Rashi, as begodov, not as private clothing, rather as big day kohen gadolo. He'll be show who he dressed Aaron with big day kohen gadol. Ve'if shito me'olov, and then Aaron took, Moshe took it off Aaron, lesito mal b'nei befonov, in Aaron's presence. Omaloi, Rashi describes exactly the death, the petira of Aaron HaKohen. Omaloi says, Moshe to Aaron, ikones la'me'oro, go into the cave, ve'nichnas. And he sees in front of him there's a ready-made bed and a lit candle. Omaloi says, Moshe to Aaron, alei lamito, go on to the bed. Ve'olo, pshoit yodecho, open your hands. Uposhat, kmoitz picho, close your mouth. Ve'komatz, atzoy meinecho, close your eyes. Ve'otzam, and that's how Aaron HaKohen died. Miad chomad Moshe lo yisro miso. Moshe also desired to die such a death. V'zehu shenem aloi. At the end of Parshas, ha'azinu kasher meis Aaron ochicho, you will die just as Aaron died, namely miso shenisavisalo, the death that you wanted also to die. Pozuk chov zayin v'yas Moshe kasher tivu adonoi v'yalu el hor hor le'aynei kol hoido. And although it was difficult for Moshe to do such a thing, nevertheless, he did not procrastinate. He did exactly as Hashem commanded him, and they go up to Hor HaHor, in the presence of the entire nation. Says Rashi, Vayas Moshe, Afal Pisha, Dovo Koshe, Loikev, he did not procrastinate, he did not hold back. Pozuk chovchet vayavshet Moshe es Aharon es begodov vayalbeishu isom es Elozor benoi vayom os Aharon shom beroish hor vayered Moshe veElozor min hor. And Moshe took off the big day Kohen Gadol from Aharon HaKohen, and Moshe dressed Elozor his son, and over there Aharon died at the top of the mountain. And Moshe and Elozor come down from the mountain alone, without Aharon. Posuk chovtes vayiru kol hoido ki gova Aharon vayivku es Aharon shloshim yoim kol beis Yisrael. Literally translated, the posuk says the entire nation saw that Aharon died. But the question begs, how did they see that Aharon died? They understood that Aaron died. They saw three people going up and only two coming down. They understood that Aaron died. But Rashi will bring down a medrash that they literally saw that Aaron died. We'll see Rashi. Vayivku es Aaron shloshim yoim kol beis Yisrael. The entire house of Am Yisrael cried over Aaron for 30 days. By Moshe Rabbeinu it says, Vayivku es kol Yisrael. The kol beis Yisrael is being marbe, even the noshim. Because Aaron HaKohen would make peace between the husband and wife. Therefore, Anoshim v'Noshim cried over Aaron HaKohen when he died. Says Rashi, Vayiru Koloid. Rashi wants to explain, how is it that they saw that Aaron died? Says Rashi, Kesheru Moshe ve'lozo yurdim ve'Aaron lo yorad. Omru, heichonu Aaron. They asked, where is Aaron? Omalohem says, Moshe, Mace, he died. Omru, efshom mishomad keneged amalach ve'otzar es amageifo. Aaron HaKohen was the one that stood against the Malach and stopped the Magefo, as we saw in Parshas Chukas. Yishlid boi Malach HaMoves. He has control over the Malach HaMoves. Now the Malach HaMoves has control over him. Miad bikesh Moshe rachamim. Moshe daven veiro Malachi ha'shoris lohem mutol bamito. Malachi HaShoret showed Am Yisrael a vision of Aaron dead in a bed. They saw it and then they believed. That's why Vayiru Koloedo, literally, they literally saw Aaron died. Koil Beis Yisrael, what is Beis being Marbe, Hoanoshim Vehanoshim. Lifishoyo Aaron Roidev Sholoim Umatil Ahavo Ben Bali Mirivo Ben Ishle Ishto. Aaron made peace between husband and wife, between all people that were fought. That's why it's called Beis Yisrael, everybody, men and women. In order to fully understand the following Rashi, let me speak it out outside first, and then we'll see it inside. In the pasuk we just read, there's a posha pshat, and then there's a drosha of Chazal. The posha pshat is, as we said, the Eidah, the entire Eidah, saw ki gova Aaron, that Aaron died. Chazal make a drosha. Al tikri vayiru kolo Eida, that they saw that Aaron died, rather, vayiro'u kolho Eidah. Kigova Aaron. The Anani HaKovoid that surrounded Am Yisrael came b'schus Aaron HaKoyen. When Aaron died, they lost the Anonim. So now the Eda became revealed. They are now seen by the outsiders. And according to that drosha of Vayiro'u Kol Ho'eda, that they were seen, the word ki in the phrase Kigova Aaron no longer means that Aaron died, rather because Aaron died. That the nation was seen because Aaron died and they lost Anani HaKovod. As we know, that the word ki has many meanings. So in the Poshup Shat, ki means that. In Targum, that would be arei. And in the Drosha, ki means because. And in Targum, that would have been deho. And it seems that there were some Gersois in Targum, in front of Rashi, that had the word deho. And Rashi will tell us that that's a mistake, because that's going according to the drosha of Chazal, of Vayiro'u, deho, because. But that's not the Poshe Pshat. The Poshe Pshat is Vayiro kol Eido, the Eido saw ki that, arei, and that's what Rashi is going to point out. Says Rashi, ki gova uimerani, shametalgim deho mis, because Aaron died, toyehu. That's a mistake. Elohim kein metalgim vayiro veis chaziu. If you want to translate deho, then you got to translate vayiru according to the drash also. Ve'is chaziu, and they were seen. Shalei omru Rabbi Seinu Zal, ki ze meshamesh beloshen deho. When Chazal say that this ki means because, that's only if you hold of the drasha. Elo al medrash shenistalko anane akovoid. They were seen. And the loshen of vayiro'u, there it fits, there it's appropriate to say the word deho, because it's giving you a reason for the word vayiro'u. Lomo vayiro'u, why were they seen? Because Aaron died. But avol al targum v'chazu kol kenishto. If targum is being a targum, the poshut pshat, not the drash. V'chazu kol kenishto, the eda saw, they themselves saw, ein loshen deho noifel. The loshen of because doesn't fit, doesn't make any sense over here. El loshen asher, the loshen of asher, that shumi gizra shimush e, which often ki does mean e asher. Shemotzinu e memel shamesh v'loshen asher. Which means that. Kamoi ve'im madua lo isik tzaruchi. The album of Roshim is aloshin. Another example, im charutzim yomov. In all those examples, the word im, like the word ki, like the word asher, means that. To sum up, Rashi is telling you the correct girsa in Targum should be arei, not deho. Because deho is going according to the drash, but according to the pshat, it's arei. Ad kan the fourth topic, onto the fifth topic, Melchemes HaKnani. Vayishma ha-kenani melech ha-rod yoshev ha-negev kibo Yisrael derech ha-asorim vayilochem be-Yisrael vayish mimenu shevi. So Aaron HaKohen dies and the Anani HaKovoid disappeared, as we saw before. The Kenani, melech ha-rod, who dwells in the Negev, south of Eretz Yisrael. We know who dwells in the south of Eretz Yisrael. We saw it above in Parsha Shlach. Amalek, Yoshev be'Eretz HaNegev. But for some reason, the Torah calls them over here Kenani. Rashi will tell us why. Al Kopanim, this nation heard that Bo Yisrael Derech HaAsorim, that Am Yisrael is coming the same way that the Meraglim came. The word Asorim comes from the word Torim, explorers. That's what the Meraglim were referred to back in Parsha Shlach. And this Knani, this Amaleki, goes out and wages war against Am Yisrael. And they take from them a single Shivcha as a captive. Says Rashi, Vayishma Knani, Shoma Shemes Aharon, V'nishtalku Anani Akovoit, Kedis Abrosh Hashonah, V'amolek Me'oilom Ratzuas Mardus LeYisrael, Mezumon Mechol Eish LePuronus. Amalek was always a strap to smack, to hit Am Yisrael, always ready to fight. Yoishev HaNegev, Ze Amalek, Shenemar in Parsha Shlach, Amalek Yoishev Eretz HaNegev. So why they refer to as Kanani over here? Enfert Rashi, Veshinoet L'Shoinu L'Dav B'Loshon Kanan. This Amaleki nation started speaking the Kanani language. Why? To trick Am Yisrael. Kedei Shu Yisrael Mispalelim La'Kodosh Baruch Hu Loses Kananim B'Yodom. Am Yisrael will then daven that Hashem should give the Kanani. They should win the Kanani. Vehim Einam Kanani, but they're not Kananim, so the tefillah will not be miskabel. You're davening for the wrong thing. But Am Yisrael did not fall for this. Ro Yisrael levusheyem kilevushe Amalekim. Their dress is like Amalekim. Uvloshoinim loshon Kanani. Omru nispalel stam. They're confusing us. We don't know. Are they Amalekim or they're Kananim? So let's just daven to Hashem without naming the nation. Shenemar, as we'll see in next posuk, im noson titen es ha'om hazeh beyodi, without mentioning the name of the nation. That's one girsa. There's another girsa in brackets over here that reads, ukshebo Yisrael v'ro shekzusam uleshoinom keknanim. According to this girsa, they got dressed up as Kananim, not only in their speech, v'in einam doimim leknanim, but they don't look like Kananim. That's what confused Am Yisrael, so they were mispalel stam. Derech ha'asorim, Derech HaNegev, south of Eretz Yisrael, Sholchu bo Meraglim. The Meraglim are called HaTorim, the explorers. Shenema v'yalu b'Negev. Davoracher, who is the explorer of the referring into, that the Pasuk is referring to? Not the Meraglim, rather, Derech HaAsorim, Derech HaTayor HaGodoil, the explorer, capital T. HaNoiseya Lifneim, that traveled in front of Am Yisrael. And who was that? That was the Oren HaBris. Shenemar, we saw in Parshas Behaloischo, Derech Shloishes Yomim Losulem Menucha, that was the Oroin that led the way. Vayish Mimenu Shevi, says Rashi, Eino Elo Shivcho Achas, it was one Shivcho. How does Rashi know it was a Shivcho? And how does Rashi know it was one? I don't know. Posuk beis vayidal Yisrael neder ladoinoi vayimar im nosoin titein es hom azeh biyodi v'hacharamti es oreihem. And Am Yisrael made a neder to Hashem as follows: if you will give this nation into our hands, in other words, we'll win the war, v'hacharamti es oreihem, all the loot that I take from their cities, I will be makdish l'shem Hashem l'shem gavoya for the Mishkan. Posuk gimel. Vayishma Adonai bekoin Yisrael, vayitein es haKenani vayacharim es hem ve'esori hem vayikro shem hamakoim chomo. And Hashem heard Am Yisrael tefilos, and indeed He gave the Kanani, these Amalekim, into the hands of Am Yisrael. They won the war. Vayacharim es hem ve'esori hem. This word vayacharim sounds like a similar word to the previous pasuk vehacharamti. But it means something else. Vayacharim es hem means to completely annihilate, to kill out. When it's referring to oreihem, that refers to what we saw in Posuk Beis, to make hekdesh. Vayikro shem amokim chomo, and they named the place chomo al shem what they did to the Amalekim. Vayacharim es hem, they completely destroyed them out. Very interesting. We have another place called chomo, more or less in the same place, in Parshas Shlach, by the Ma'apilim, when they went up after Moshe Rabbeinu told them not to go. And it says that these very same Amalekim came and killed them out. Vayakum vayaksum ad ha-chomo. Above in Perek Yud Daled, Posuk Memhei. There also was called Chomo because of what happened over there. But there was the opposite direction. There was the Amalekim killing Am Yisrael, parts of the Ma'apilim that went up. And over here, it's Vakelt, Am Yisrael killing the Amalekim, and they call the place Chomo. Says Rashi v'acharamti. Acharamti in posuk beis means akdish shlolom legavoya. V'acharim esem in posuk gimel means barigo. V'es orehem, here the same word v'acharim, when it's going on eshem, it's going barigo. When it's referring to es orehem, it's referring to acharami gavoya, namely hekdish. Ad kan the fifth topic, milchemes haknani, milchemes hamolek. On to the sixth topic, the Nechoshim HaSrofin. But before we begin, I forgot to mention, in the topic of Misas Aharon, although the Pasuk doesn't say it over here, but in Parshas Maaseh, the Torah tells us exactly when Aharon HaKohen died, on Rosh Chodesh Av. So we have in the Parsha Misas Miriam, the Torah said it happened in Chodesh Harisha, in Chodesh Nisan, it doesn't say what the date is. I pointed out in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Kuv Pei, it says the date was Yud Nisan. And almost 4 months later, on Rosh Chodesh Av, that's when Miriam's brother, Aharon HaKohen, died. Posuk Dalet, Vayisu mehoir hoho, derech yam suf, lisboi veseretz edoim, vatikzar nefesh haom badorech. The way Rashi learned the following posuk, there are two completely different stories going on over here. Story number one, Vayisu mehoir hoho, derech yam suf. That happened after Aharon HaKohen died, and the Kanani waged war against them, so there were those of Am Yisrael that were scared of the war. So they went in the opposite direction, they're running away towards Yamsuf. That's the same direction that Hashem told after the Chetam Eraglim. He told them, Su Amid Boro Derech Yamsuf, Apostle Kamparashas Dvori. They're going in the opposite direction because they're afraid of war. And Rashi tells us over here, he's quoting the Rashi in Posuk in Parshas Ekev. And Shevet Levi went ahead and brought them back. And after they came back, then we have a new story. Lis boivus eretz Edoim. Edoim doesn't let them cut through their country to get to Eretz Yisrael. So they have to go around Eretz Edoim. They have to take the long route to Eretz Yisrael. They were hoping to get a shortcut. Now they're taking the long route. And that's what caused Vatikzar Nefesh Ha'om Badorech. Loosely translated, they became impatient. Literally translated, Vatikzar Nefesh Ha'om. If something is happening to a person, it's too big for him to carry, that's called that his soul, his nefesh, is small. It's Vatikzar. They had a small nefesh because they're impatient. It's too much. The Torah HaDerech was too big for them to carry. And especially the disappointment. They thought they were right there. And now they have to take the long boat, the slow boat to China. They have to go all the way around. Says Rashi, Derech Yamsuf. Kevon Shemeis Aroinu Bo Aleyem Milchomo Zu. The Milchomo we just learned about. Chozru Lachoriyem Derech Yamsuf. They're going backwards. Who are the Shechozru Lachoriyem? Kshenigzero Aleyem Gziras Meraglim. Shenemar Usu Hamidbor Derech Yamsuf. A quote from a posuk in Parshas Dvorim, where Moshe Rabbeinu is recounting the story of the Meraglim. Vekan, at this point, Chozru Lachoriyem Sheva Masoit. They went backwards. Seven Masoit. Shenemar a posuk in Parshas Ekev. Ubnei Yisrael nosu mebeirois bnei Yaakon moiseiro shomeis Aaron. So says the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Frek Rashi v'chi b'moiseiro meis. Aaron died in moiseiro. V'aloi b'hoiro ho meis. As we just learned. Elo shom chozru. They went all the way to moiseiro. V'is ablu olov. They mourned Aaron while they were in moiseiro. V'is piduhu. They were maspid him in moiseiro ke'ilu hu bifneim. That's what the pasuk means when it says Shom Meis Aharon. Tzayu bedoik b'masoish v'timtzoim sheva masoish min moiseiro ad ho. Take a look in Parashas Maaseh. You'll see exactly seven masoish from moiseiro to ho. That is the first half of the pasuk. Rashi doesn't mention over here, but Rashi in Parashas Ekev on that pasuk, Perek Yud, Pasuk Vav, says that the Bnei Levi, they killed some of them and they brought the rest of them back. After they came back, then the next part of the pasuk, a completely different story. Lis boi v'seretz Edoim. Shalei nesonam la'avir ba'altsoi. Edoim doesn't let them pass through. So they got to go around. Va'tikzar nefesh ha'om badorech. One could have mistakenly understood the pasuk that they became impatient on the way. Says Rashi, that's not what it means. They became impatient because of the way. It was the way, the extra way that they had to go, because Adam didn't let them through, that's what caused them to become impatient. Says Rashi, b'toyrach ha-derech, shehuk sholohem, it was hard for them. Umru, ach shavoyinu kroivim nikonis la'aretz. We were so close to enter Eretz Yisrael. Vonu choyserim lachyoreinu. Now we're going backwards. Kachozu avoseinu vishtayu shloishim ushmoyne shono adayoyim. 38 years ago, the same thing happened. They were right there. They turned around. It took them 38 years. Lefichoch kotzro nafshom be'inu yaderech. They became impatient because of the torture of the way. Whatever that means in old French. Means while they were on the way, but and then according to that, the pasuk would not be telling you why they became impatient. Says Rashi, whenever you find this lashon of kitzo nefesh, that it's, their nefesh is too small to handle it, they're impatient. It also tells you why that happened. So Rashi proved to you that badorech means because of the way, not on the way. Anything that's difficult for a person, that's called kitzu nefesh. Something difficult comes to him, his mind is not big enough to handle that situation. There's no room in his heart for that pain to live in. That's called, it's constricted. Kitzur. That's as far as the person is concerned. Ubadovor amatriach, the thing that's causing this constriction, that's called, it's something big. Shegodoil huvekoved al odom, it's too big, too heavy for the person to handle. Kegoyin v'gam nafshon bochalobi, which means godlo olai, it's too big for me to handle. V'yige kashachal tetsudeini, v'yige means too big. Klolosh el pirush, kol loshon kitzur nefesh badovo means loshon shein yochel lesovloyu. A person can't handle it. He's impatient. Shein adas sevalto, a person can't handle something because it's too big for him to handle. Posuk hei vaydabir ho'om be'elohim uv'moyshe lomoh elisunu mimitzrayim lomus bamidbor ki ein lechem ve'ein mayim v'nafsheinu kotzo balechem hakeloi keil. And the nation started speaking negatively with tainus against Hashem and Moshe. Why did you take us out of Mitzrayim to die here in the desert? There is no bread, there's no water. And we're sick of eating this light bread, referring to the mon. Why is it called light bread, loshen kal? Because it would get absorbed in their bodies immediately. They would have no waste. The loshen of the posuk, there's no bread, there's no water, is hard to understand. You may not like the bread, you may not like the water, but there's definitely bread. You have the mon every day. You have the water from the be'er. What does it mean? Ki ein lechem ve'ein mayim. So I saw two pshatim. Rabbeinu Bechayai learns that we don't have bread and water like the rest of the world. Our bread is limited. We get bread for that day and no more. And water is also comes in a miraculous way. You see, Miriam dies, we lose the water. Everything is dependent on how are we doing spiritually. The bread comes close to us, far to us, the man. We want regular bread, regular water, like the entire world, that's not dependent on our maisim. So says Rabbeinu Bechayai. The Ralban says, they're referring to, we're in a place that has no natural bread and no natural water. We're in a desert. Those are the two pshatim I saw in these two words, these phrase, ein lechem ve'ein mayim. Says Rashi, be'elokim v'moshe, hishvu eved lekoinoi. This itself is a chet. They're speaking about Hashem and Moshe together. Both of you, Hashem and Moshe, why'd you take us out of Mitzrayim? That's a chutzpah, to compare a servant to his master, Moshe Ta'akadosh Baruch Hu. Lo mohe elisunu shneim shovim. They're both equally at fault. V'nafshenu kotza. The word kotza means to be disgusted, which is similar idea to v'tiktzar nefesh ha'om badorech. Not that the two words mean the same thing. V'tiktzar means, like Rashi explained before, that they ain't adas tovaltoi, they can't handle it. but it's the same idea being expressed. They can't handle it because it's disgusting. Why is it called kal, light bread? Nivla beivorim, was absorbed in their body. Kra'u kloikel. Omru. Osi, what's the problem with it being so light? What's the problem? Omru osi damon hazeh sheitpach b'meyeinu. Eventually, it's going to blow up in our stomachs. Klum yeshilud isho shemachnis v'enei moitzi. You ever hear of a human being that eats with no waste? It's interesting. They've been having this situation for the past 39 years. Nobody blew up yet. Why would they think somebody will blow up now? Anyway, that. Posuk vo vayishalach adonoi ba'om. Eis anechoshim asrofim vayinashechu es ha'om. Vayomos amrov miYisrael. And Hashem sent poisonous snakes to bite the nation. And they bit them and many of the people died. Says Rashi, anechoshim asrofim. They burn a person with the venom in their teeth. When a snake bites, his venom burns the person. Why Dafka was this punishment chosen over here? Dafka anochosh. Says Rashi, two reasons. Number one, the nochosh was punished because he himself said loshnora. And he shall punish those who speak negatively against Moshe and Hashem. Against Hashem and Moshe. A second reason, everything he tastes, everything he eats, all tastes like dirt. He should punish those who are ingrates. Mon tasted whatever they wanted to taste. The nochosh tastes everything like offer. The nochosh should punish these people who don't appreciate what they were given. Posuk zayin avayovoy homel Moshe vayemeru chotonu ki dibarnu vadoinoi vavochis palel el adoinoi v'yosem yoleinu es hanochosh vayis palel Moshe be'ad hom. And the nation came to Moshe and they asked for forgiveness. They admitted, we have sinned, we spoke against Hashem and you. Please daven to Hashem and he should remove these snakes from us. And indeed, Moshe forgave them and he davened. Says Rashi, "Vayispalel Moshe mikan." We learn out the mishnah mavakshim imenu mechilo. If somebody asks you for forgiveness, shelo yehi achzor milimcho. You shouldn't be cruel and not forgive. Moshe forgave them right away. Posukches vayomer Adonai el Moshe, asei lecho sarof v'simo yisoy al neis v'yo kol anashuch v'ro'o yisoy v'choy. And Hashem tells Moshe, make yourself a snake, a poisonous snake. And the next pasuk will see it was made out of copper. And put it high up on a pole, and anybody who is bitten, not only by snakes, but by any creature, kol anoshuch, anything that bites him, a dog, a donkey, and that person should take a look high up at that sorof, at that nechash anachoshes, and then he will live. Pasuk tes, vayas moshe nechash anachoshes, vayisimeyu ala neis. And Moshe did what he was told. He made a nochosh, a snake made out of copper, and he put it high up on a pole. And anybody who a snake bit him, he would be the hibit. He would take a very close look, an intent looking. Different than in Pasuk Ches, there it says, V'ro'o, he would just look at it. Over here it says, V'hibit. Rashi will tell us. Because in Pasuk Ches, we're talking about anything that bit a person. A dog or a donkey, which is not as dangerous. He just has to look at it. But over here, if a nochosh bit him, he has to be V'hibit. He has to look at it with kavono. We'll soon see what the kavono is. He takes a look at that, Nechas HaNechoshes, and then he will live. Says Rashi, Posuk Ches, Alanes al Klunos, on a pole, a high pole. The Chain, Kanes al Agiva, Orimnisi, Sunes, Ulefushu, Govoya, Leoisu, Leo, is put up on high, so as a sign so everybody could see. Koiroi, Nes. A Nes is something up high. Kol Hanoshuch, Afilu Kelev, Oichamoy, a dog or a donkey, Noishri, Hoyonizik, Umisnav Nevahoylech. Such a person would also, he would get sick and die slowly. Not as quick as a bite of a snake, but it was still dangerous. Elo, shenashichas anochosh, memeheres lehomis. V'kach ne'emar, and that explains the difference between posuk ches and posuk tes. And now posuk says v'ro'o oisoi riyo be'almo. You gotta take a glance, just look at the nachash ha'nachoshes. But in the next posuk tes, u'b'neshichas ha'nochosh ne'emar ve'hibit. You gotta take a close look. You gotta stare at. Voyo im noshach ha'nochosh es ish ve'hibit. Shlo yohoyo me'mayer noshuch ha'nochosh li'israpois. If a snake bit a person, he would not become healed. Elohim kein mabit boi b'kavono. You have to look at it with kavono. D'amru Rabbi Seinu, what is the kavono we're referring to over here? V'chi nochosh mei miso mechaye. What's this shtick over here? You look at the snake and you become and you get healed. Elo, there's a message being sent to Am Yisrael. The snake was up on high. Bizman shoyu Yisrael mistaknim klape malo. You're looking upwards. Tashem umeshavdim eslibom laviyem shabashamayim. That's the kavona you have to have. Then hoyu misrapim. Vim lav hoyu nimoikim. They would melt away and they would die. Nechash hanechoshes. Says Rashi. Loi nema loi lasu Yisrael nechoshes. In Posuk Ches, Hashem just told him, "Asei lecha sof, make a poisonous snake." He never told him to make it out of copper. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu make it out of copper? Elo amar Moshe, Hakadosh Baruch Hu koyroi nochosh. What is a sof? A sof is a snake. A snake is a nochosh. Vani esenu shel nechoshes, loshoin, noifel, aloshoin. The same three letters, nun, ches, shin, spell nochosh and spell nechoshes. Even though Hashem used the word sorof in Posuk Ches, nevertheless, but the generic word for sorof is a nochosh, a snake. And nochosh and nechoshes have the same letters. Therefore, says Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to make it out of nechoshes. Adkan, the sixth topic of Parshas Chukas, of about the nechoshim asrofim. Although we're in the middle of a parsha, nevertheless, I must say the Bala Aliyah hit the nail on the nose. Indeed, this starts a new topic.